morning, and thank you so much for joining us, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Thursday morning, and a nice Thursday morning. We talked about the fact that over the next couple of days, we will enjoy beautiful, this is beautiful fall weather, absolutely. Talking with a buddy of mine yesterday who was saying he was doing some driving in the province. Still a couple of spots where you might see a canola field that needs to be harvested. There's still a little bit in the field. So for those farmers that are trying to clean up the last little bit, these next couple of days definitely will be welcome. Yesterday after the show, I was happy to mosey over to TCU Place, downtown Saskatoon. The big energy conference was happening, being hosted by the Canadian Nuclear Association. This is a big get for the city of Saskatoon, for the province of Saskatchewan. I walked into the conference, walked around with Eric Anderson, who many of you know from CIMSA, has been on our program a number of times, and was really introduced to the who's who of the nuclear energy industry in our country. GE, Westinghouse, CANDU, all of the big players were there, not to mention mining companies, obviously, and we've got the Cameco's, the Orano's, the, you know, big companies in town. And then you've got other companies that service one way or the other. So Graham, for example, had a booth there, and they're a well-known construction company in our province, but they also have gotten certification to be able to do some of the builds necessary when it comes to this step towards nuclear, which is really good. Waste management from a nuclear perspective were represented at this. And I met a fella who, although born and raised in Saskatchewan, now lives down east and is the CEO and president of the Canadian Nuclear Association. George Christidis is not only in town for that convention, which took place the last few days, but made some time to pop into studio. George, great to have you here.
Well, thank you very much, Evan. Really appreciate the opportunity. It's great to be. Is this such a beautiful day and beautiful city?
Is it? Yeah, it is a beautiful day for sure. So, I just did a bit of a preview, but that really was the who's who in the nuclear industry in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, the incredible thing for us, quite frankly, the Canadian Nuclear Association, is that we were able to host our first non-Ontario conference in Western Canada, in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. And along with us came a lot of the leadership of the Canadian nuclear industry across the board, utilities, nuclear waste organizations, the regulator was here, and you had other players, key, you know, from the companies based predominantly in Ontario because that's where the nuclear industry is now, but others as well from internationally as well. We had international partners that were here as well that mm-hmm. came to Saskatoon. And we're able to sort of learn about Saskatchewan and then Saskatchewan attendees a little bit about our industry as well. So it was fantastic.
Let's talk about the organization that you represent as CEO, the Canadian Nuclear Association. What is your mandate?
So we represent the Canadian nuclear industry, as for the name. We represent the companies from everywhere, like the uranium mining companies like Cameco, Orano's, the major nuclear utilities, such as, you know, Ontario Power Generation, MB Power, New Brunswick Power, Saskatchewan Power is a member as mm-hmm. well. Key universities as part of the university networks that do exist. Labor in our space. Key supply chain companies, you know, that make all the tubing, yeah. et cetera, as part of our nuclear industry. And our mandate really is to promote the industry to one extent, but also to advocate for the industry. So often our interface is with the federal government or with provincial governments or with stakeholders and others as part of the energy discussion where energy policy is developed or regulatory issues are sort of discussed, all from our perspective of promoting the growth of our industry across Canada and beyond.
George Christidis is my guest, president, CEO of the Canadian Nuclear Association. By the way, I gave you a plug off the start as being a good Saskatchewanian, born and raised in Regina, correct?
That's right. Born and raised in Regina. My family's there, yeah. My relatives. U of R
grad.
Yeah. You know, so that's where my formative years were. And it was only the last, whatever, 20 some years that mm-hmm. I moved to Ottawa at the time. So that's, you know, still a big part of me, and it's my home.
So let's talk about, obviously, I'm a very proud Saskatchewan boy. We talk about the beauty of this province every day and the strengths that we have. I really do feel when it comes to nuclear, we have some great strengths here in terms of, number one, let's start with mining. You know, the potash mining that happens in this province, second to none in many parts of the world. And I also hear time and time again that we have a regulatory framework that is very inviting for industry to come here. Would you agree? You get a chance to look at this on a Canadian scale. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And that, I think that was, you know, one of the driving forces for us coming to Saskatchewan, coming to Saskatoon first in Western Canada. It was just an obvious. You have key global player like Cameco. You know, like I said, you have Orano here as well. You have, you know, Saskatchewan and Cameco are sort of global players in promoting the province and the geopolitical importance of Saskatchewan uranium.
Right.
I mean, we could talk about that further, but it's just a foundation point for the nuclear industry. Then you have the sort of the leadership that's been expressed by the government and all the work that SaskPower is doing, sort of working towards this SMR project. And that is foundational here. And, you know, quite frankly, the university networks, the polytechnics, there's a lot of elements here that truly give Saskatchewan that advantage.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a bit about the notion of energy transition, because it is something we talk about a lot. Saskatchewan has obviously shown a commitment to stepping into nuclear. Mm-hmm. However, that doesn't happen tomorrow. And as a result, bridging the gap to get us there, they've expanded the work that we're using with coal in the province. And so this has been a very, I would say, an important discussion and somewhat divisive in the province in terms of strategies. From a nuclear perspective, where are we in general? And I'm not talking provincially. Let's just talk as a country. Where are we on the curve? Are we still on the very low slopes of climbing the mountain? There's a long way to go yet to get there. Do we have the benefit of best practices in other places that have been doing this for a while? Where would you say we're positioned?
Well, I think, again, Saskatchewan is very much leading and part of that leadership internationally as well as domestically, right? So, you know, you and I talked about that a little bit, Evan, at the show. But you have this very interesting combination of where Ontario Power Generation is moving ahead with its small reactor program, which is the same technology that SaskPower is developing, you know, moving forward here. And that is providing a fleet approach, which together are also linking to international opportunities such as in Poland, where Poland will be following, you know, Saskatchewan in implementing the same technology. So that fleet approach provides real strategic advantages. You have Ontario that's moving ahead with the project first, taking sort of that first-of-a-kind risk. Saskatchewan will follow through a few years later, implementing that technology. That will reinforce the opportunity internationally. So one of the strong messages here that I'd like to leave with you and your audience is the important role that Saskatchewan is playing and the attention that Saskatchewan is getting internationally is real. So in spaces like whether it's the World Nuclear Expo or internationally, they want to understand Canada and they want to understand Saskatchewan because these are real projects that are proceeding.
Something else I've really picked up in just listening to interviews and talking with different people on the topic of energy, it really isn't one or the other. If we look at the European Union as an example, there are countries there that are absolutely waist deep in terms of their commitment to nuclear energy, where other places, and you and I were just chatting off air about Germany, have leaned into more green energy production sources, but it really can't be just one or the other. Do you see that really about this is the long-term trajectory?
Yeah, things have really changed. And originally it was a lot of language around, you know, the climate objectives. You saw commitments made at COP in Dubai, quite frankly, at the time, where there was a commitment by countries to include nuclear as part of the solution and triple nuclear capacity. At the same time now, you've seen another policy driver on energy security, both from a domestic, you know, discussion or definition to an international one. Mm-hmm. Now you're also hearing the discussion around economic resilience, right? We're in this uncertain period of time with trade alignments shifting. In all those cases, nuclear technology, in general terms, nuclear industry, is being seen as a solution to meet a number of key goals. That's why in Europe, for example, there's a significant shift towards more nuclear or including nuclear in their energy plans from a, again, energy security, economic security perspective. Same thing across Canada, where you have new jurisdictions interested. You know, not only Ontario, Saskatchewan, New Brunswick, but also Alberta is starting to look at the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And other provinces are starting to want to get educated in this space. And you're seeing it in Asia as well. So across the board, you're seeing a real heightened interest and inclusion, a real inclusion in nuclear technologies in the definition of funding programs, such as the World Bank now, as well as in policy programs. And that's just reflective of this international trend that Saskatchewan is, again, leading into, right? Mm-hmm. So it's incredible.
Are you good to stick around for a little bit here? We're up against the commercial break, but I still have a few questions that I would like to ask you. So I can keep the shackles on for another 10 minutes.
No shackles here. It's a joy. It's a pleasure.
Okay, good stuff. George Christidis is my guest, President, CEO of the Canadian Nuclear Association. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and finish this important conversation here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. We're chatting all things nuclear, nuclear power, nuclear energy. Big conference was in Saskatoon over the first 3 days of this week. The Canadian Nuclear Association held their conference in Saskatoon. This is the first one that they have held really outside of Ottawa. And I'm happy to say we've got the president of the Canadian Nuclear Association, George Christidis, joining me in studio. George, we were talking about the possibilities when it comes to nuclear energy and the importance of this. We're talking about the model that they have in the European Union, which is very different than here, because they will, you know, France might have a stronghold in nuclear power and they might share through the power grid with Germany when their, you know, wind power isn't generating enough to supply. In Canada, we have some agreements. I know Saskatchewan has provided Alberta, for example, with power. But do you see, as a nation, we have room for more grid sharing, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I think I think we chatted a little bit about that earlier, too, where, you know, you heard the announcement made by Minister Harrison about the North-South grid. And that's an example of shoring up and strengthening those interconnections. That makes sense. I think, right, given the size of Canada, given its geography, those strengthening regional linkages make sense. You know, across the board, sort of a national Canadian, you know, grid system is a lot more heavy lift, right? Mm-hmm. It's financially very heavy, regulatory. It doesn't quite make sense. I do foresee, at least given my experience and what I understand, I see strengthening potential in terms of regional links. But in any case, nuclear power is foundational to those opportunities to strengthen the resiliency of those networks as baseload power, right? And complement everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. One idea I'll leave you, Evan, is that across Canada and beyond, but in Canada for sure, that most jurisdictions are looking at a tripling of their grid demand over the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, right? And that itself speaks to, yes, potentially looking at strengthening grids, but you need those baseload non-emitting electricity sources, such as nuclear and other technologies, to play a role together.
Right.
And each province, each community is going to make the right choice for itself. So we've always considered ourselves as being, you know, one of technologies that could provide solutions.
Right. Let's talk about it from a green energy production standpoint. Mm-hmm. We just heard from the Prime Minister last night, basically foreshadowing the budget, giving his kind of state of where we're at in Canada and what the priorities will be from the government standpoint. One of them is climate and the focus on the climate. Where does nuclear energy fit into that?
Well, federally, in terms of federal policy to date, it has significantly been included. Even as of today, for example, federal government and Ontario government have identified the funding for the next tranche for the small reactor project in Ontario. Mm-hmm. So that is another signal, the federal commitment that follows previous commitments by the federal government for that project, for example. We collectively as an industry, but also with the leadership of provincial government here, for example, working with their colleagues and other provincial governments, really were fundamental to put nuclear into core policies federally. Whether it was the climate agenda, whether it was, you know, economic agendas, we are in a very good spot from a perspective of being finally included in program and policy, right, definitions. Things such as green bond definitions, nuclear is included. That took a lot of effort, right, collectively for us in our industry. What does that all mean is that there's a framework there that does exist. More has to be done, mm-hmm, you know, whether it's things like investment tax credits or looking at nuclear financial models that could, you know, support that type of growth. The regulatory efficiency question is always there. But generally speaking, there's been a significant shift in the inclusion that quite frankly has bipartisan support federally. Conservative caucus and the Liberal caucus federally support a role for Nicura. They may differ, of course, how, where, when, right, a bit, but the fundamentals is that both parties include and recognize a role for Nicura.
You actually see that a fair bit. You see it provincially as well. Absolutely. I saw, you know, both Sask Party and NDP MLAs were at the conference this week talking about the importance that nuclear has to be part of energy production going forward. So there does seem to be kind of a unifying bridge to the work that is in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's for us, you can just imagine how we feel. It's how excited we feel because, you know, we have the strong leadership of our the governments, let's say. Federally, more has to be done. We have a very strong, robust support by the Saskatchewan government. You know, the premier spoke very robustly, you know, in support of us, and his government's been very supportive of the industry overall. Based on all the success of uranium mining, I think that is a real foundational core and all the work that Cameco and others had done here. But yes, we're seeing where, you know, different parties are also starting to emerge and say, yes, we recognize the role. They might obviously differ. They're going to differ on, you know, how, when, what. That's kind of a political conversation. But now it's entering into their policy positions, which for us is very exciting.
Sure.
So we met with the NDP caucus. We met with the Saskatchewan Party, you know, caucus representatives. So we had very good conversations. Very good
stuff. George Christidis is my guest, president and CEO of the Canadian Nuclear Association. So if there's two areas where people have concern, it's with waste. What happens with nuclear waste after it's basically beyond its life cycle, and safety. Can you address both of those things before we run out of time?
Yeah, so Canada has this tension from the world in terms of, you know, looking at us right now because of these unique opportunities that we have. Projects are proceeding, you know, in Ontario, Saskatchewan, you know, your Saskatchewan uranium, et cetera. But there's a very successful nuclear waste story here as well. So currently, nuclear waste is very well managed, you know, on site in those reactors, right, at very high standards, regulated by the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Like, that's another component, international, you know, overseas. And Canada has an impeccable record, right? On top of that, there's a nuclear waste management organization that has developed a long-term waste you know, plan and project. And just recently, they found a host community in Ignace, Ontario, that wants to take that waste for a more permanent DGR sort of repository. And so they're going to go through the regulatory process. They had consultations and discussions with Indigenous communities as well. And there's a lot of support to proceed. There is support to proceed.
Right.
So that itself speaks to there's a solution,
sure,
right? But it is one of these technologies in the Canadian context that they know exactly where everything is. You know, where the waste is. It's monitored, it's managed at high standards, standards that other countries want to emulate from Canada.
We have 1 minute left. Okay. Can you touch on safety?
Sure.
What do you say to people that ask the question, is nuclear safe?
Yeah, and it's a very logical question, particularly with communities that are new to this. So all I can say is, you know, point to existing nuclear communities, predominantly in Ontario or New Brunswick, for example. Of course, the mines here in Saskatchewan. But in terms of the nuclear energy production plants, very safe records, right? I mean, the record is there. Mm-hmm. You have a quasi-judicial arm's length agency called the Nuclear Safety Commission that's managing and regulating the industry. I should say regulating the industry. So that should give a lot of information in terms of how the industry has performed to date that will give you a good foretaste of the care and the focus on safety that the industry does take that will be leading, you know, into the future into nuclear projects.